But dear friends, the Bible had already prophesied and predicted exactly how Cyrus would conquer Babylon. Even before Cyrus was born, his name was in prophecy. Isaiah 44, 27 and 28. That said to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up your rivers. That said of Cyrus, he is my shepherd. In Isaiah 45, the first verse, thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Now what does history tell us? Cyrus and his men started to walk along the Euphrates River, and they diverted this river. They diverted the flow of the river to such an extent that they could lay it dry and that they could walk through it. They sent a spy. He brought the news that King Belshazzar of Babylon was planning a big feast on a certain night, and they decided that they will attack that night after they had laid dry the river Euphrates. They started their march to Babylon, and to their great amazement, they came to the gates of the great city, and guess what? The gates stood open. They simply marched in, and they took the city. Belshazzar and his subjects were busy with a party when a hand suddenly appeared on the wall, and there was something written there, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. Nobody could actually decipher it, and they called Daniel. He was nearly 100 years old now. And he comes and he gives the meaning of this words to the king. And he says to the king, Tekel, you are weighed in the balances and are found wanting. Perez, your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. How exactly did this prophecy come true of the second kingdom?